Welcome to this Gold Skull Podcast 3. These Gold Skull Podcasts are created in order to help you navigate and understand the complexity of the illusion that is the old 3D Earth. We are walking in a hall of mirrors at all times, really, and the key to walking smoothly and confidently through these mirrors is to unveil them. Once a mirror is unveiled, then you can see it and you can walk through it or you can walk past it. It does not pull you or try and stop you as it did before. And that is key to understanding how we work with the skull matrices, because this is not some complex journey that you have to piece together. You don't go on some sort of mad adventure that sees you in complexity, doing complex things over and over again. The skull matrices help you to streamline the human life experience so that you are able to move swiftly and confidently, able to see the pitfalls and the little traps that humanity simply fall over. This is part of your journey out of the old earth and onto the main road, if you will. You can view this as being lost in the wilderness. You're lost trying to navigate your way, trying to find the true path that you came here to walk, because somewhere deep inside of your heart space, you know there is more. And as we begin to move through that wilderness and we see the path very, very clearly, we can then take the steps necessary to place our feet firmly on the path. Once we are on this path of truth, then there are less distractions. We are able to understand how the human life experience works, and we can step out of the illusion and the complexity that is thrown at us in this dimensional space referenced as Earth. We can turn 10 steps into 2 steps. Okay, so this Skull Podcast is given to you freely so that you can work and begin to understand how the skulls work. Now, for those of you who have followed my work for some time, you will be conversant with the Orion Portal website. Now, this website has and is being updated. You will note that different to previous versions of the website, there is now a lot more graphics on the website. So we are using the blue skull of Orion with the blue butterfly in key areas on the website. Now, within the human life experience, we have the phrase, "A picture says 1,000 words." So when we are working with the blue skull of Orion and the blue butterfly, we are placing this symbol. And this symbol, when it is looked over by your human eyes, begins to trigger your deep heart space. This allows you to tap in past the barriers, if you like. So this is not a, what is wrong with my life? Let me sit down here for the next hour and try and work it out. You are going through the human life experience, and you are being triggered in your deep heart space to remember who you are in truth. So you have absorbed the icon that is the blue skull plus the blue butterfly. This little icon stays in your human logical mind. It then begins to work, because everything is frequency, at a frequency level. So you have reference points now that have the blue skull plus the blue butterfly within them. Now, because the blue skull of Orion and the blue butterfly are truth, they are a pictorial representation of a frequency. Then you can work to align with truth more easily. And it is this simple. You have ingested the pictorial frequency, and it is now getting to work inside your human logical mind. So you may find the picture of a skull coming to you quite often. You may find that you are simply tripping over little blue butterflies. The butterfly is a symbol of the metamorphosis that happens to us from phase one into phase two. We are going from that caterpillar that is trudging through the old earth matrix, only seeing things at a ground level, to the metamorphosis that allows us to spread our wings and to see things from a different context, a different way, and we are changing from that caterpillar into that beautiful butterfly that is able to experience life in a different way. So, working with this symbology, we have created a small range of merchandise to help you. So the merchandise is available on the Orion Portal store. So how do you work with it when this symbol is printed on fabric? Again, this is multi, inter, intra, and extra dimensional. People are drawn to colours unconsciously. Having trained in colour therapy, I'm well aware of the different frequencies that all the different colours that make up our rainbow have, all the different frequencies and how they relate to the person that is interacting with them. So I have worked one-to-one with many clients using colour therapy. I have used predominantly colour. Now, on talking to the clients before they lie down and have the treatment, it is always interesting to note the colours that the client appears in. Why did you put on that purple t-shirt today? Why did you choose that colour of blue denim as your jeans? Why are you accessorising using the colours that you do? Well, at a logical and linear level, you are probably saying, well, I was drawn to that colour, or that is my favourite colour. That colour makes me feel good, or this colour lifts me. Now, that is in the positive park, and people tend to focus on that. My favourite colour is blue, therefore I will often opt for blue. But in this example, why is blue your favourite colour? Why would you choose blue over somebody else choosing perhaps red, brown, green, etc.? All of it is a key to the frequency that your human physical vehicle is actually aligned with at this moment in time. So changing the frequencies alters the colour that you exude, because believe it or not, the human physical vehicle, naked with no accessorising at all, that is, no human clothing on it, exudes a colour. This colour resonates with the rest of the colours that humanity are giving off, if you like. So we are colour-coded within this human physical vehicle. How you accessorize your home, what colour of car you choose, for example, what colour of shoes are you wearing, what colour is your bag, what colour is your purse, what colour is your wallet, all of these things are built upon the antenna that is deep within your human physical vehicle. Therefore, to work into the skull matrices, to move on the path that you're on, and to align fully with wider creation and truth, we are bringing you to your true colour, your colour that you are in truth. Now, this can be done remotely as well as in person. Now, I work with clients all over the world, which is why I have the services that I offer online. The connection that we make is energy to energy, and because this is not seen by the human logical mind, a lot of people disregard it, and yet there's a lot of evidence. You have to have the experience in order to validate the experience, and there is your evidence, sort of thing, if that makes sense. So when you are connecting with the work of the Orion Portal, you're already resonating. The skull is calling you. The colours that are on the website are speaking to you. So it's not just that you are reading the physical words that I have typed upon a web page. You are interacting with the colours that I'm using, with the symbols that I am using, and you're drinking it all in. You are doing this at a deep level, at an unconscious level, which is why sometimes when you are reading a sentence, you will feel very emotional. That is the emotional trigger to the frequency that is being pulled into your human physical vehicle that is working at levels that you're not registering. So, the merchandise that is available through the Orion Portal store are available in the colours that they are for a particular reason. The logo itself is the blue skull with the blue butterfly, and the wording is the Orion Portal. Now, it may be very simple, but wearing that item of clothing begins to allow the skulls to work with you. They will work by connecting to the blue skull motif that is on the design, and then you are connecting energetically through the different matrices, and they are helping you. So, wearing a t-shirt, having a sticker on something very personal to yourself, is helping you along this path. It is very simple, which is why many people disregard it. This podcast is there to help you understand how this very simple logo is helping you. It is connecting you into the matrices. It is helping you to wake up. There is no complex rote and ritual in phase two. Many people view healing as something that is complex, that involves rote and involves ritual. Nothing is further from truth in phase two. So I am now working at higher levels with my clients. Therefore, I am using the experience that I have of colour therapy, of vibrational medicine, and giving you a product that appears every single day. So, as you're walking through your human life experience, as you are walking this path, you may well put on a t-shirt or a hoodie. The people around you don't see the internal work that is being done by wearing this very regular, everyday item of clothing, but it is a powerful way to work with the skulls. The skulls will then send you pictorial messages. I have alluded in previous podcasts, especially the Gold Skull podcasts, how we are moving from the very contained human language of words into more galactic symbols and icons. So we are practicing, if you will, our galactic language skills. We don't need screeds and screeds of written flat information. We are now expanding this. We are working in symbols. We are working energetically. Now, to give you a very clear example of how this works and how energy can transcend language, imagine that somebody is in front of you who is requiring some sort of comfort. Now, say that person does not speak the same language that you speak. You can go through the very complex interaction that would be trying to get what you mean across using words. And then you will get into, well, they might understand one word and not the other word. The most simplest thing to do in that scenario is simply comfort the person. So we would touch their arm, or if it was appropriate, we'd put our arm around them and give them comfort. What you are doing by that gesture is talking to them energetically. They don't need to speak the same language as you to understand that you can relate to what they're saying and that you are giving comfort. Now, we do this every single day with those who are closest to us. How many times when our children are little and they fall over, do we immediately go to hug them before we start speaking to them? We have to relearn, if you like, some of these very basics, because the old earth matrix is at this moment in time trying to dehumanize and sanitize our entire human life experience. When was the last time that you openly hugged someone? It's probably more than 8 months ago for many of you, and that is a long, long time. In order for something to become almost second nature to us, we have to repeat it approximately 15 times. How many times have you sanitized your hands today? How many times have you avoided eye contact with people on the street? You can see how this is a war, if you like, on our humanity. And we are now addressing this war on humanity. And we're doing it in very intense ways that are but the flap of a wing on the breeze. We are working in new ways. We do not meet war with war. We meet war with love and truth. And love and truth is a strong but very gentle frequency. We don't need to start pounding our fists on the table to get our message across. Love is like an ocean, and love is the soft waves that gently ebb and flow. But that water, that ocean, is very, very powerful. Now, it can be used both ways. It can be damaging or it can be healing. These are the different ways in which that which just is can be used. So water can cleanse something. We can pick up a few drops of water in our hands and we can rinse our hands. Now that same water, when used in a different way, say it was dammed behind a wall, the wall cracked and the water spilled through the dam, could cause terrible, terrible atrocities with the force of the water. But the actual water itself just is. So we need to become more aware of how we interact with justice, because we will be opposed if we try and use it in a destructive way. So we are now working with the skull matrices in a constructive way. It's a gentle way. Love and truth is a very, very powerful frequency. So we have to be re-educated, if you like, in how we use it. We're not using it as some super force that is breaking to pieces those around us. Those around us sometimes just need a few drops. A few drops is enough to cause massive change inside of them. We have to be able to understand how we work with the gift that love and truth is. So making these items available in the store on the Orion portal is the first step in working in a new way with the colour and the frequency and the connection to the skull matrices. I would encourage you to explore it. When you are looking through the options that are available for you, feel what colour you are drawn to and then allow that colour to speak to you. You may find that the colour that you were just going to choose almost unconsciously changes to a different colour, because wearing that colour will help you. In colour therapy, when therapists work with colour therapy, they are working to heal the frequencies that are within the human physical vehicle. So as you are scanning the human physical vehicle, you may stop perhaps in the top upper arm. You may feel that the colour that the client needs at that time is a soft blue. So you would get an item of fabric. I used to use silk, where you have the silk and you place the silk over the top arm of the human physical vehicle. Now, your client is lying on the table. Your client, well, in my experience, my clients go into a very, very deep space. That colour blue as the frequency is then altering the frequencies that are around the top upper arm. That is healing something. Now, we do not see the damage to our human physical vehicles that happens energetically through our walk through different dimensional timelines. So perhaps for this example client that is lying on my therapy bed there, they have a wound in that upper arm. Now, in this timeline, they may be experiencing a lot of muscular or skeletal pain in the top of their arm. Say it's their top right arm. Now this may be linked to a dimensional root timeline and where perhaps they were shot in the arm or they had an arrow pierce their arm. The damage that was done in the root timeline radiates out through the different dimensional timelines and causes unseen damage that is still experienced in the human physical vehicle. Remember, the DNA is there, all your coding and all your frequencies from all these different dimensional timelines live in your DNA / RNA. Therefore, the blue silk that I have placed upon this example client is working to reduce the inflammation, is working to heal the actual wound. I'm working on the physical human vehicle that is in front of me in this example, but I am reaching through the dimensional timelines using the skull matrices to heal the actual wound and to close the trauma loop, because we are caught in trauma loops. Now, colour therapy working at this level is to be distinguished from the Colour Me Beautiful therapy that is available as well. That is where a therapist works out your skin tone and works with the different colours that go with it. That is not the therapy I'm talking about. I'm talking about vibrational medicine, where we are using colour, we are using the different frequencies of different items to heal the human physical vehicle whilst traversing the different dimensional timelines. And all of it to the client is an absolutely soothing therapy, where my client would come in, they would lie on the therapy bed, they would have soft music playing, they would have a very tranquil healing room. The client lies down, they close their eyes, they take some deep breaths and they go into their heart space. That is all the client ever has to do. As the therapist, my work is to bring them into balance. Therefore, the work that continues in the next hour with that client is bringing them back to truth. So the client will go through all the different experiences they have to. I have feedback from clients where they are expressing what they were shown in their mind's eye when they were on the therapy bed. Some clients went so deep that it was just almost like having a refresher. So they are more energized after that hour of simply lying there, being relaxed and soothed. The feedback from myself to the client and what I found always matched up. So we have, this is what I found, this is dimensional timeline where it was rooted, this is what we've cleared. And then the client tells me at a very physical level what was going on for them. Now in the past, I have worked with clients who have been able to get past the roadblocks that were placed in their path. I have had in the past, in one-to-one clients that came to me personally, that I dealt with in a physical one-to-one situation, I've had clients who have gone past, they have gone through the roadblock that was they couldn't have children. I did have a client that I worked with for a few months and we traversed all these different timelines. I did a lot of healing with her and she successfully had a child 9 months later. Now, this client had tried for many years. She had gone to doctors, she had gone to for lots of help, as it were, in the very traditional ways. Now, while I'm not saying for one moment that we just suddenly let go of medicine and we don't have anything to do with it, that is not what I'm saying. When traditional medicine cannot find a physical cause for something going on in your human physical vehicle, is because it's energetic. It is actually rooted in a different dimensional timeline. You have to go and deal with that dimensional timeline, close it down, cut off the trauma loop before you will see any difference in the human physical vehicle that you walk around in everyday life here. That is the change and the difference. So it's not that we are shunning the medical profession altogether. That is certainly, I want to make that very clear. I am not medically trained. But there is this expansion when we can deal energetically with the stuff that we we simply cannot see in this human physical vehicle. Now, whether I work with you personally on a one-to-one, as in I'm in the same room as you, or whether you're sitting on the other side of the world, is irrelevant, because energy transcends the physical location. And this has to be experienced in order to be validated by you. So working with all these different aspects has allowed me to reach the level that I work at the moment. It is a combination of whatever my client needs. Now, I have experienced various different things from my clients over all the years. I have learned from all of it. That is why I am given the validation through the experience. I can't possibly create one page on a website that encompasses everything that I can offer my clients. Therefore, I encourage those of you who are interacting with the website to contact me personally. That personal email that you send to me connects our energies, and I will be able to offer you what you require at that time. It can be very challenging when you're like, well, you know, this will never change, or, oh, I'm not quite sure what to ask. That's why they're called conversations, so that it will be highlighted to me by skulls exactly what the person who's contacted me requires. This is the seeding, if you like, of the 144,000 plus the 10 plus 2 that will now begin to expand. Never hesitate if you feel that you require help at this level to be able to deal with roadblocks that have been placed on your path. The experience is a win-win always. So back to the skull matrices and the gold skull. At this time, there are various dimensional spaces that are now clearing. These are being cleared because they have run their course. So the human life experience is going to start taking on a completely new dimension. We are being prepared for this dimensional change. As I referenced in a previous Gold Skull podcast, we are packing up our camp. We have walked through the desert. We have stopped. We have reflected. We have let go of things that we no longer need. And we are now prepared for stepping out of that desert and reconnecting back into humanity. So we are now given all these tools in order that we are fully supported as we walk in the human physical plane. So I would encourage you to listen to the podcasts, the free podcasts especially. Go back to them, listen to them, allow them to be absorbed through your heart space, and then interact with them. Connecting to the skull matrices, we connect in Christ. So the first surrender that is asked of you is to surrender in Christ. That allows you to then approach the skull matrices, where you will be granted entry, and then you will be able to be guided through them. We are closing down the net that has been placed around our human physical vehicle. This net is unseen. And it is a bit as if we have been fished. We are caught in this net. We need to unnet ourselves, if you like, in order that we have freedom of movement, that we are able to experience the human life experience in truth, and that we are not tethered in to the trauma cycles that already sit within human DNA / RNA when the human physical vehicle makes its entrance from the womb into the delivery room. Remember, your human physical vehicle was not a blank canvas. When you incarnated into it, it already had ownership. It has ancestral lineage. We are now wiping that slate clean. And we do this through the tools that are provided and highlighted and interact with through the skulls. So this is the end of this special gold podcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you for continuing to walk through the veils. because as we walk through these veils, the path beneath our feet will become very, very clear, and our vision will be more than 2020. Thank you for listening.